Well, that when you had a chance to visit, you see, over here, you'd have to order your materials to have your dresses. You'd have to order from Cicero Buck or Montgomery Ward or Lane Bryant or...
And one cloth was...
Well,
even
they'd show you sometime you could do that too. If you had a sample of the material you wanted, sample of the color you wanted, and you wasn't sure what the book told you, you could send them and explain them and get it. Or if you had lucky, you'd go to town. Then you could go to Abbeville, all the stores in Abbeville, or you'd go to Lafayette, go to people associated with Lake Arthur Lot, Crowley, Rain, Gaydon.
But looking at the Sears catalog, you know, one dress would be pretty, and then the next one would be even...
Well, you'd have to order it, then order it by number.
That's couldn't make up your mind, because the next one would be...
Yeah, prettier than that.
A woman over her dress in the kitchen, she'd wear a...
Apron.
Okay.
That was made out of unbleached cotton or denim or scraps, but, you know, you might take... I've made mine out of grass sack already when I had to work in the ducks or in things like that. I've made them with grass sack.
Now, those baby's diapers, you'd use a... In place, to hold them in place, you'd use a...
Safety pin.
Okay.
Yeah. Use the safety pin. You didn't have Pampers in our days.
All right. When you needed to send somebody a letter, you'd say you'd
stamp it. You'd get a stamp. You'd mail them a letter.
Did y'all have a place here? Y'all had a...
Oh, yeah. We had a post office till about... till around 50, I guess. Maybe a little later. We had a post office then. When we got Daily Mail, politics took it away from us. And we didn't know better. We didn't receive nobody over here, a bunch of politicians. We didn't know we had the right to a post office, so nobody's... We were so damn glad to get Daily Mail, till we never said nothing. We'll settle for that, you know. But by rights, we should have a postmaster over here. Like when you want to go buy stamps. But they accommodate you good here. You don't have to complain too much. But it would help at some point sometimes.
Okay, you signed... You had what to write with?
Well, pen. Long time ago, you had to write with a pencil. Or you had these ink pens, you know, that you buy and put in a little wooden holder.
Okay.
My little grandson found one the other day. He liked to laugh himself to death seeing that foot he had. And, he found one.
All right, you would send somebody a letter and he would...
Well, he'd receive the mail through mail and answer your letter.
Okay. You put the letter in the envelope and you...
Seal it.
And
address it to them.
The old times folks would say they were doing what? They ever talk about backing a letter or something like that?
No. I never heard nobody make that expression.
Oh, by the way, I need to get your... What is your...
My name?
Yeah, and how we can write you your...
Mabel... My married name was...
No, I mean, how can I send you a letter here or something like that?
Mabel, M-A-Y-V-E-L.
Okay, I have that.
Pecan Island Route. Kaplan, Louisiana.